Now, Dr. Joyce Brothers, brought to you by Greyhound Van Lines, Nationwide Movers. It's easier than you think when you leave the driving to us.
What work did Grandma do that she considered a chore and that a modern granddaughter considers a lot of fun? I'll have the answer to that after this word from Greyhound Van Lines.
If your wife is forever hunting values in department stores and supermarkets, be a little understanding. According to psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers, and we quote her, she's exercising the creative urge that housewives use to satisfy by candle dipping and making soap. Moving to a new home is another very important creative outlet for the modern woman, unquote. Greyhound Van Lines isn't suggesting that you move just to satisfy your wife's creative urge, but if you're planning a move, remember Greyhound Van Lines. More about that in just a few minutes. Once again, Dr. Brothers.
America has long been a nation of consumers, which doesn't mean that today's consumer resembles the buyer of yesteryear. Far from it. Grandma happily stored her canning supplies and sewing machine in the attic when canned goods and ready-made dresses became available in the stores. She bought these because they saved her time and work. She was tired of making everything herself. But what is her granddaughter doing today? She's buying pickling spices, canning jars, yard goods, and sewing machines, and doing for fun what Grandma considered work. She's the new creative consumer who's forced manufacturers to take a new look at the products they sell and the way they sell them. And a new look at the new consumer. They found that she's not trying to save money. Canning her own peaches or making her own dresses may cost more than buying them in the store. But the dress she makes herself expresses her individuality. It fits her exactly, not only in measurements, but in mood, color, and style. Moreover, it's an accomplishment, a claim to fame like having a baby, painting a picture, or writing a book. The home canned pickles or peaches or the homemade cake are also bids for applause and immortality. So is the well-tended garden or even the cutting that grows into a houseplant. Does the consumer's new need to be creative mean the end of mass-produced clothes and factory-canned foods? Not at all. But it has spelled success for the fashion boutiques, where m'lady can express her individuality by creating a costume instead of just buying a dress. And it has produced a market for the foods that can justly claim that they taste as if you made them yourself. Like any other consumer, the creative consumer isn't adverse to cutting a corner here and there, as long as it doesn't mean cutting out her individuality. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor. And now a word about the psychology of moving from Greyhound Van Lines. 100 years ago, a housewife satisfied her creative urge by making soap, dipping candles, sewing, and making necessities that couldn't be bought. Today's housewife fulfills her creative need by buying wisely, and wherever possible, by redecorating her old home or decorating a new one. Moving to a new home is an especially creative time for the modern woman. It's a fresh start with dozens of wonderfully creative things to do. Moving is a happy time, a creative time, a time for making decisions, too.
And one of those important decisions is choosing your mover. Where do you begin? Well, you want dependability. Greyhound Van Lines has it. You want responsibility. Greyhound Van Lines has it. You want a mover you can trust to handle and transport your precious things hundreds or thousands of miles across the country. Greyhound Van Lines fulfills all these requirements magnificently. And that's not all. Greyhound Van Lines is a member of the famous Greyhound family. You move with peace of mind when you leave the moving to us. Need we say more? Listen again tomorrow when Dr. Joyce Brothers is once more brought to you by Greyhound Van Lines. Stay tuned now for a presidential primary preview from Nebraska in just 1 minute here on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, this is Big Wilson. I think you deserve a special drink, vermouth on the rocks with a twist of lemon. Imported stock vermouth dry. It's great straight. You can enjoy drinking it and still enjoy the party. Stock vermouth dry mixes well with people and vice versa. People who enjoy really good living appreciate the way stock vermouth dry stays crystal clear, even after it's been open for a while. Now, while I'm on the subject of that great stock family of imported products, be sure to try stock vermouth sweet. It has just the right amount of everything, blended to make it the best sweet vermouth you ever tasted. Just look for the Stock label, and you'll know it's a quality product. Stock has a whole family of imported merrymakers. Bring some home tonight. Shenley Imports Company, New York, New York.
Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet flood Broadway with bright and bouncing musical comedy in the hit Golden Rainbow, now at the Schubert Theater. Complete and comprehensive campaign coverage, a primary purpose of WNBC New York.
Here comes Mara,
Now, Monitor Primary Preview, the complex campaign for the presidential nominations moves on to Nebraska this coming Tuesday. Here's a report from Russ Ward, NBC News, who'll cover the primary.
The Nebraska primary is one of half a dozen or so that Senators Kennedy and McCarthy and former Vice President Nixon consider important. All three names are listed on the Nebraska ballots. But voters this Tuesday and political analysts on Wednesday morning will have a new element to decide on and interpret. In Massachusetts and Wisconsin and Indiana, there were the write-in votes or the crossover votes. In Nebraska, it's the substitute vote. The name of President Lyndon Johnson is on the Democratic ballot, along with Kennedy and McCarthy. He presumably will attract a large number of voters. The question is, what does it mean? Will a vote for the president be a substitute for Vice President Humphrey, who is a candidate but is not on the ballot? On the Republican side, and this is where most of the action is in heavily Republican Nebraska, Ronald Reagan's name is on the ballot, but there has been no big campaign effort for Reagan, and the question arises, will his votes be a substitute for Nelson Rockefeller, who is not on the ballot? Crossovers are not allowed in Nebraska, so the write-in and the substitute will be the big variables. Nebraska falls about midway in the primary season. After Tuesday, the big ones are Oregon and California. This is Ross Ward, NBC News.
Throughout the weekend, a continuing series of reports on the upcoming Nebraska primaries here on Monitor.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, a brand new Buick. Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick this year?
You would really rather have a Buick, wouldn't you? Then Buick Bargain Days are for you. Buick Bargain Days are very special days. The best days ever to get the Skylark, Special Deluxe, Grand Sport, the Sabre, Wildcat, Electra 225, or Riviera that you've always wanted. Equipped the way you want it, priced the way you want it. Buick Bargain Days are here, happening for you at every Buick showroom right now.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick? A brand new Buick. All the bright, exciting new Buicks are here.
Part of their music, Jack Jones, Follow Me.
Follow me wherever this road may lead. Don't look back, it's a one-way track. Love is all we need. So take my hand.
So take my hand.
I'll lead the way.
I'll lead the way.
Follow me.
Follow me.
To a better place I know.
Follow
hope
me.
And pray. Just one more day. Step by step we'll go. So take my hand.
So take my hand.
I'll lead the way. Straight ahead.
many warnings in our life, and sometimes they can save our life.
With an easy reach of each seat.
Tommy, you shouldn't touch those. Hey, Dad, did you see this on the pack? It says, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
This message was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
Now Monitor presents the Gallup poll, originated by the world-famous public opinion expert, Dr. George Gallup. Here's Dwight Wiest.
Our guest today is George Gallup, Jr., editor of the Gallup Poll. When we think of the Gallup Poll, we generally think of political studies. But we understand that there are many other types of surveys which you conduct.
Yes, that's quite right. The Gallup Poll keeps a record of what people do as well as what they think. As a matter of fact, the Gallup Poll has provided over the years the only permanent trends in many spheres of public activity. For example, we maintain a continuing record of church attendance, participation in sports, and even smoking and drinking.
Well, let's talk about drinking today. Are people quaffing more than ever?
Well, Dwight, the total amount of alcoholic beverages consumed continues to rise, of course, but the percentage of drinkers is actually down slightly from 2 years ago. 63 persons out of every 100 say they use alcoholic beverages of one kind or another.
How long have you been polling on this subject, and what's been the all-time high in the percentage of drinkers?
Well, we've asked this question for 23 years, since 1945, and the highest percentage of drinkers was recorded in 1945 and 1946, the first 2 years of the audit. Our 1966 figure, incidentally, was the highest percentage in the two decades since 1946. Low points were recorded in 1949 and 1957, 58% in each case.
Are there differences in the proportions of drinkers by regions of the country?
Very definitely. The East is the wettest area of the nation. More than 8 persons in 10 are drinkers in this region. The South is the driest. The Midwest is close to the national average, whereas the Far West tends to be on the wet side.
How about groups within the population, such as younger persons, the college educated?
Well, here too there are great differences. People who have gone to college are most likely to be drinkers, and women are more apt to abstain than are men.
As we all know, drinking or excessive drinking is a major factor in murders and in automobile accidents. Half of all murders and half of all accidents. Drinking, of course, is also a serious problem in families. Have you ever measured this?
As a matter of fact, we have, Dwight. At least 10 persons in every 100 admit that liquor has been a cause of trouble in their families. And those who say this are found in all strata of society.
What's the mood of the public? Do they regard drinking as a serious problem?
Well, there's no sentiment for returning to prohibition. In fact, only about 1 person in 5 would like to see the nation become dry. But the public is alert to problems of drinking. We recently asked the public how they felt about a rather drastic proposal. This was to put a driver in jail if he has had more than one drink. This is now done in some European countries, as a matter of fact. A somewhat larger percentage opposed such a stringent measure than favored it, but as many as 4 in 10 backed it. In addition, 3 persons in 4 were found to back another proposal, despite its compulsory nature. This is to require alcoholics or chronic drinkers to go to special institutions for treatment, a plan that has been proposed in several states.
Thank you, Mr. We'll see you next week. This is Dwight Wiest for Monitor.
When you hear Watkins rapping, quick open the door and shop right at home in your favorite store. Watkins always has something wonderful for you, but this is May Madness. Imagine if you buy during May, you save $5.30 on Heirloom, the fragrance cherished by unforgettable women. You get scented silk, perfume mist, bath oil, cologne mist, cologne and powder mist. 6 full-size packages that would ordinarily cost you $20, $25, all in a beautiful gift box for $14.95. You save $5.30 on Watkins' most popular fragrance just for buying in May. Your Watkins dealer who brings an exciting store into your living room will be celebrating Watkins' 100th birthday with breathtaking values every month of the year. So join the celebration. If no Watkins dealer is calling on you, write Gift Set, care of this station. That's Gift Set, care of this station.
CD with Gentle on my mind, and that's not a bad idea at all. Gentle is something all of us should have on our minds. There's just too much violence in the atmosphere these days. That's like a little editorial there. That's me, first thing. I'll be working in the news department. I'm Gene Rayburn. Brief time out now for NBC stations along the line in southern and eastern Wisconsin. That would be WTMJ. Stay. More reports on the upcoming Nebraska primary later today on Monitor.
It's nice to receive applause. Makes you feel you've done something that's just a little better. That's the way it is with Michelob, a great beer. We could talk more about the Michelob story, about the care we take in brewing, but we won't. It's just a great beer. Michelob, it's a hard act to follow. In beer, going first class is Michelob. Period.
The power, the passion, the spectacle and splendor of one of the world's magnificent love stories. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Far From the Madding Crowd. Julie Christie, Peter Finch, Karen Stamp, and Alan Bates. Far From the Madding Crowd. Now at popular prices, following its reserved seat engagement. Far From the Madding Crowd in Metro Color.
Far From the Madding Crowd is now showing at showcase theaters in New York and New Jersey. Check newspapers.
WNBC, New York. All the radio you'll ever need.
Is the name. Sammy Davis is the singer. Monitor is the program.
Lonely is the name that I answer to, and cry is the game. Cause I'm losing you, I'll never be the same.
What's, or who rather, is the most talked about singer these days, and the most unusual one? Well, Tiny Tim, of course, the Rowan and Martin Laffin's gift, he says to the world. Anyway, T.T., as his intimates call him, will render a selection and also answer a question later in this half hour of Monitor. I'm Gene Rayburn. Here's the Montfort Mission with Time's Passed Us By, and it's brand new.
Time's passed us by. Ask me why. Can't you see in the smoke for a fire? And who's to blame? It's me you blame. You say you understand, you never even tried.
Since it's been America's favorite. Now you'll find Sucuril sweeteners in soft drinks, jellies, canned fruit, salad dressings, desserts, you name it. These days, there's hardly a kitchen without a Sucuril sweetener somewhere. Ah, home sweet home.
Good morning, madame. Would you like some hot, fresh bread today? Baked this morning. Here, smell. See how fresh.
You can smell fresh baked bread. But how do you test a jar of powdered creamer? You look for the Preem label. In one of the largest taste tests ever conducted, Preem beat the other two leading brands by as much as 3-1. Richer, lighter Preem. Only 11 calories per teaspoon. It's already tested for you.
Next, Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, brought to you by the Glenn L. Evans Company, who make the luckiest lures in the world. Here's Lindsay.
Yellowstone Park has been called a fisherman's dream come true, and no one that I know of has ever attempted to argue the point. We'll find out why after this word from Glenn L. Evans, the fishing tackle people. Cast a lucky line this year with Shyster Lures by Glenn L. Evans Company, producers of the luckiest lures in the world. Shyster is a surefire lure for all varieties of game fish on stream or lake. Millions of fishermen throughout America buy Shysters, and millions of fish are caught. Evans lures and tackle are available at dealers everywhere. Look for the new chartreuse and blue packages and the E that looks like a fish, the symbol of Glenn L. Evans and the luckiest lures in the world. And don't forget that Shyster lure, truly a lucky lure by Glenn L. Evans. If millions of fishermen keep buying Shysters, they've just got to be good. Look for the chartreuse and blue packages, the new look of famous Glenn L. Evans fishing tackle, with the E that looks like a fish. Take the luckiest lures in the world fishing with you this year. From the fisherman's point of view, Yellowstone National Park's most enjoyable attribute is its 440 miles of blue ribbon trout streams and its thousands of acres of alpine lakes that are seemingly alive with fish. Park Superintendent Jack Anderson knows the waters there and the fish that they contain, probably better than anyone alive. Monitor reporter Norman Strong talked with him, asking first how many different kinds of trout are available there.
We actually have 5 species of fish in the park. Your cutthroat, which is native to the area, your grayling, which is native to the area, and you have introduced rainbow, German brown, and eastern brook.
Well, say a family who's never fished before wanted to try their hand in Yellowstone. Where would you suggest they go?
I would suggest probably Yellowstone Lake, which is one of the greatest fisheries in the world, native fisheries, I would say. Yellowstone Lake, it's relatively easy to catch fish there on lures or flies, and it does offer an opportunity for all age groups to fish here with a good degree of success.
Jack, one question no monitor guest ever escapes is to tell their funniest fishing story. What's yours?
Probably the funniest fishing story I've had was 2 years ago on the Snake River when I happened to be fishing with our aquatic biologists. I was about 100 yards upstream from him, and there was quite a bit of river noise, and I happened to look back, and monitoring his action was a moose up on the bank just above him. And I wasn't sure that he'd seen this moose, so I started to move back down the river, and as I moved down, another moose came out of the forest and came into the river on the far side, and as he swam across, my companion merely lifted his fly rod tip and let the moose swim underneath his fly line and go up on the bank and join his companion up there, still monitoring all this action going on in the river. My experience always tells me that it isn't good to be in the water with a bull moose, but in this case, I think it worked out all right.
Well, Yellowstone certainly seems like the ideal place to fish, but licenses can run into some real money. How much does a Yellowstone license cost?
Well, fortunately, in this case, Yellowstone's an exclusive jurisdiction area. You realize that Yellowstone was established prior to the time that the surrounding states were established. And as such, you do not need a license in Yellowstone National Park.
Just how long does your fishing season run in Yellowstone?
Well, our fishing season opens May 28th and closes October 31st.
Now, that's a pretty good long season for an angler. What would you say is the best time of year?
Of course, everyone likes to get out on opening day. You have, depending on the areas you're fishing, some of your rivers are excellent fishing early season and late season. They are not too good during the middle of the season. When your water temperatures rise, your fish move out into other waters. In the lake, by and large, it's good all year long.
Jack Anderson, superintendent of Yellowstone National Park, with much good advice for future visitors. This is Lindsey Nelson for Monitor, and wherever you fish, remember the Glenn L. Evans Company, who make the luckiest lures in the world. Cast a lucky line this year with Shyster lures. Shysters are made by the Glenn L. Evans Company, who produce the luckiest lures in the world. Shysters keep selling and fish keep biting. Evans Lucky Lures and Tackle are available at dealers everywhere. Look for the new chartreuse and blue package and the E that looks like a fish. Millions of fishermen throughout America buy Shyster lures, so they've got to be good. This year, fish lucky. Use Glenn L. Evans' luckiest lures in the world.
Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsey Nelson will cast more angling information your way later today, so stay where you are on the Monitor Beacon. It's our biggest gas station game ever, Citgo's New Fun and Fortune, the game with a top sweepstakes price of $50,000. Think of it, $50,000. That's what you can win playing Fun and Fortune at your participating Citgo dealers. You can win other cash prizes, too. Win up to $1,000 by matching free stamps to your Fun and Fortune game card. Enter the Fun and Fortune sweepstakes and be eligible to win one of 4 big sweepstakes drawings. $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, and even that grand prize of $50,000. Best of all, everybody who plays the game can win something, like special bonus gifts by just collecting free bonus stamps you get every time you drive in. If you're a licensed driver
and the game is not prohibited in your area, you're eligible to play and to win. Win cash prizes or sweepstakes money or bonus gifts. Nothing to buy. How can you lose? Play Fun and Fortune at your Citgo dealers today. It's a nice place to win up to $50,000.
It's a different story, and you get to tell it on WNBC New York.
Gene Rayburn once again at 14 and a half minutes before the hour. Now a great moment in Monitor musical history arrives. Here he is, friends, the fastest falsetto in the West, or East, North, or South, for that matter. Tiny Tim!
And now, my dear friends, I'd like to dedicate this song to all of you out there. Tiptoe through the window, through the window, let the joy become tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Tiny Tim that everybody knows, but what's the real Tiny Tim like? To find out, Monitor invited him to Radio Central to answer a few probing questions, one of which was, do you have any special hobby or interest?
I do follow baseball, and I follow that so religiously and romantically that I die with each pitch. Every pitch I live and die with them, my whole life, my whole singing career, my whole anything I do in life is based on a curveball and fastball and screwball and how I bat in the clutch, whether it's with talking to a girl or whether it's singing on a stage or whether it's the audience. Most entertainers will say, well, I was a bad audience tonight, or I didn't like this audience. I say, bosh, if you're no good, it's your own fault. The only reason, it's just like Stanley Koufax on the mound, he just didn't have it today. It's the law of averages. But let's say if I have a bad show and I'm pressing too hard, I'll just take a tip from Ty Cobb, and instead of trying to belt out a song, I'll just try to bunt it along until I get back in the streak again.
I didn't know that. Bunt a song along, huh? Oh, bosh, you can't bunt a song along. Very interesting and very sporty. Well, there's lots more to be learned about Tiny Tim. You'll hear it here on Monitor in an extended interview later today. Incidentally, Tiny will be seen again on the Rowan and Martin Laugh-In this Monday on NBC television.
Will everyone here kindly step to the rear while Lincoln Mercury leads the way? Come on and drive our new Montego and see how hot she can be. This new Mercury's a winner. Montego has lots of style and pizzazz. A lot of car for what you pay. All magnificent. magnificent ride, big and roomy inside. It's about time you tried luxury. Don't settle for less. Why not go with the best and drive a winner from Mercury?
Montego looks too doggone beautiful to be a performance champion, but it is a winner. Daytona 500, Atlanta 500, and Virginia 500 for specially modified cars. Montego wins the space race, too. Take six big guys with no sweat. Get a good deal now at your Mercury dealer's Competitive Edge sale.
Next up, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the Associates Finance Company.
Slumps can do a lot of damage, but I'll be talking to a fellow who had his life saved by a slump after this word from the Associates. You know, it won't be long now until the kids are out of school. And for most families, that means it's vacation time. Time to get away from the regular routine and do something different. Of course, a vacation isn't much fun if you're short of cash. But that's where the Associates can help. They're nice people with money to loan you. And chances are, they can loan you the money you need for any good purpose, including a vacation. If you need money for fishing equipment, for camping equipment, for a new set of golf clubs, or just for traveling money, the people you see are the Associates. There are hundreds of Associates Finance Company offices from coast to coast. And there's probably one within easy driving distance of you right now. So if you need quick, convenient service on a loan, make it a point to see the Associates. They're listed in the yellow pages. Associates. Nice people with money to loan you. Talk to most athletes about slumps, and you get the idea that there's nothing worse. But there is something worse. And a guy who knows that only too well is Fred Goodwin, coach of the New York Generals soccer team. In America, they call it being in a slump. In England, where Fred Goodwin comes from, they call it being off form. And recently, he and I had a chance to talk about it.
Fred, you yourself have to be pretty grateful that you were off form, as you say, at one particular time because of a tragedy. Would you tell us about that?
Yes, it's one of the few occasions where you're pleased, looking back, that you were off form. It was in 1958, and I was at Manchester United then, who are, you know, one of the top sides in England and in Europe. We were involved in the European Cup, and we were due to play away in Belgrade. Now, I'd lost my place in the side about Christmas. This was in February, the game, before this, and I was out of the side. I was scheduled to make the trip to Yugoslavia to play in this cup tie, but through injuries and another player going in a different position that was required, I didn't make the trip. At the time, I was very disappointed not to go. But on the return journey, the plane, which was a chartered flight, landed at Munich to refuel. It was snowing heavily, and on takeoff, it crashed. There were about eight Manchester United players killed, as officials and all the top journalists, sports journalists in England. It was a tremendous tragedy to the game, but most of all to Manchester.
It was. When you look back at it, you can see that a slump did pay off for you, and it hurt soccer for a while, which brings up this thought. You're optimistic about soccer in the United States.
Yeah, sure. I think this is such a popular game everywhere else in the world that I really can't see how it can fail to succeed here. I think the main thing we've got to have is time to promote this game and to expose the game to the American public. The American public generally, I think, is very sports-minded, of course. You've got so many sports here, which, you know, many other countries don't play anywhere near as much. This is a game which entails all the different facets of sports: speed, good technique, robustness, courage. I really can't see why it should fail to succeed here. One of the main things I feel we've got to get is international competition. And if we could get a good American team with an American public behind it, this would create a tremendous amount of interest.
My guest was New York Generals coach Fred Goodwin. And this is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
We'll be hearing again from Joe throughout the weekend. Next, Monitor Music. subheading brand new from the Sandpipers, a song titled Quando mi innamoro, which, if my smattering of Italian does not lead me astray, means when I'm in love. In any case, friends, sing away.
I'm doing a survey for International Harvester. You own a Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Careful of the rug I just vacuumed in here.
Sure.
Thank you.
We say Cadet is for keeps. Built like the big International tractors.
Mm-hmm. Tough.
Rugged. You agree?
Oh, just like Honey Bun.
Who?
My big old wife.
Oh. Well, Mr. Bemis, Cadet is a year-round machine, too.
Oh, I'll say. I mow the lawn, clear leaves, work the garden, blow snow. My Cadet is great. Here in the house, it's wash the dishes, Henry. Scrub that floor, Henry. But out on the lawn with my Cadet, I'm king.
Henry!
Oh, there she is now. You survey her while I run out and mow the lawn.
Oh, boy.
If you want to feel like a king on your lawn, buy any new Cub Cadet 7, 10, or 12 horsepower. Get the rotary mower free. This offer is limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the yellow pages under Lawnmowers or Tractors. Reminds me, the Maharishi hath said, life is a cabaret, but the cover charge is too high. You mow that over. Monitor will be back in a few moments with the latest NBC News on the Hour. Gene Rayburn here.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon.
I cut my smoking in half.
I stopped smoking, and I didn't gain weight.
How? With Nicoban. Nicoban sure beats smoking. It's a specially medicated lozenge developed by a doctor to help satisfy tobacco hunger, help control your appetite, too. Doctors have been recommending it for years. If you really want to cut down on smoking, often without gaining weight, try Nicoban, N-I-K-O-B-A-N, at all drugstores.
Nicoban, sure beats smoking.
Now, another word from J.B. Williams Company. Men, here's a great way to start your day.
Get with the crew on New Fast Line. Get the after shaving lotion that feels so fine. Get with the cool one. Get with the cool New Fast Line.
Don't just ask for lime, ask for Aquavelva Frost Lime Aftershave. More refreshing lime fragrance in every cooling drop. Get with a cool one. Get new Aquavelva Frost Lime Aftershave.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.